Okay, today is Daf Ches. We are on Daf Ches. We're like at least 2, 4, 6, 8, 10, 12, 13 lines down, where it says, Nema Hani Tanoi Kahani Tanoi.
Right at the beginning of the line. Right at the beginning of the line.
Correct. So let's say this Machlokas is like that Machlokas. What Machlokas is like what Machlokas? That whether Tumah Hutra B'tzibur is connected to the following brisa. What we're about to introduce is connected to the idea of Tumah Hutra B'tzibur or not, or Tumah Dechuya B'tzibur. The Tanya, Echad Zeh V'Echad Zeh, whether it's the Kohen Gadol or before Yom Kippur, or it's the Paraduma, Mazin Alav Kol Shiva, Mikol Chataz Shehoi Yisham Divir Reb Meir. Says Reb Meir, now the halacha is, when Paraduma, you only sprinkled on the third day and the seventh day. That's the procedure. Guys come in mace, so he touched the mace. Then on day three and day seven, they will sprinkle him with the Paraduma. Says Reb Meir, but this Kohen Gadol that was being sequestered for 7 days before Yom Kippur, and also the guy from the Paraduma that they were sequestered for 7 days, they would sprinkle him every single day. Because maybe he was Tomei a day before, and then maybe he was Tomei 2 days before, so day one is really day three. Maybe he was Tomei 2 days ago, so day two is really day three. And they would do that all 7 days. Rabbi Yossi Omer, no. Ein mazin alav ela shlishi u'shvi b'lvad. No, only day three and seven. Then Rabbi Chanina Zegana Kahana Omer, Kohen hasorif es hapara, if the Kohen is a paraduma Kohen, then mazin alav kol shiva. Then they would sprinkle him all 7 days. Kohen Gadol b'yom ha-kippurim, if it was the Kohen Gadol, week before Yom Kippur, ein mazin alav ela shlishi v'shvi. They would only do it on the third and seventh. Okay, he makes a split. We'll get to him. Anyway, what are they arguing about? My lab ha-kamiflagi. What are they arguing about? Very simple. Reb Meir Savar, Reb Meir holds, Tuma dechuya hi b'tzibur. Tuma is dechuya b'tzibur. Therefore what? Therefore, says Rashi on the third line, on all the way on top, Uba inan tahira ma'al yisa. So therefore, since Tuma is dechuya, we're only going to allow Tuma b'tzibur if there's no other option. So why not sprinkle him every single day? Get rid of all suffix. Maybe he was Tommy 2 days before. He doesn't even know about it. 2 days before sequestering, he went into a room with a dead body. He doesn't even know. So, right? Therefore, now that day one is really day three. So sprinkle day one. Why not?
Where do we learn that you need to sprinkle for a suffix tumor? I mean,
1 second. Vazor bizmana. And then the hazor is the right time. V'chal yoma ikalus svuke. Every day is a suffix. Shema hayom yom shlishi hulu tumaso. Maybe day one is really day three. U'b'shlosh rishonim. For the first 3 days you have that problem. U'b'shlosh achronim. For the last 3 days, kal yoma v'yoma ikalus svuke miseka shu shvi. Then the last 3 days, maybe it's day seven. The Gemara is going to ask on Amid Beis. There's no reason to sprinkle on day four. Because you're already there for 3 days.
There's no.
No, the Gemara is going to answer, so you don't sprinkle on day four. That's what the Gemara is going to answer. Sprinkle, and they would, 1 day they wouldn't sprinkle. So you see, if you hold Tumas Dechuya B'tzibur, do everything possible to get rid of any suffix. What's the downside of sprinkling? Doesn't cost any money. Why not do it? So why not? You have nothing to lose. The Gemara is going to say on day four they wouldn't sprinkle, and on Shabbos they wouldn't sprinkle. Because on Shabbos, you're not allowed to sprinkle. So, okay. So,
because of the suffix, don't we have to have some sort of chash that you're, in order for a suffix to actually be a suffix, doesn't there have to be a real chash that something was there?
So,
Anito, we say that maybe you didn't know when it started.
Tosis is going to ask a very similar question. So Tosis will answer your question in a minute. And that's the first shita. Rabbi Yossi suffer, no. Tumah heter hu b'tzibur. Tumah's mutter b'tzibur, says Rashi, therefore. D'lo machmiri ba. There's no chumri here. Ella l'mayla ba'alma. It's just a mayla ba'alma. It's a mayla. The alfir mimiluim. We're learning after the miluim. It's just a mayla. So I bother. Okay, day three and day seven. So in the second Tosos asks, Temali, im kain, gabe para, amai sagi begimel ubishvi, halav korban sibinu, lichos shabbos vituma. What about the paraduma? It's not a carbon tzibur. So why are we not sprinkling every day? So v'yesh lomar, the kivin the tful yom kasha b'para, the chsiv, he's a tar, because a tful yom really could do it. The amarta tar called who imkein mihasim nami nachshar kohen, hasar fapara, below hazal klal, kivin the lo barulon. Anyway, but what's the answer? Lo boy el amayla ba'alma. It's just a mayla. It's just a chumra. Ain't a chanami, it's just a chumra. And I think the next toss is going to answer your question. Okay? Now, is that true? The tispera, is that true? That Rabbi Yossi holds to his hutru b'tzibur, and therefore we don't really have to sprinkle at all? Ah, we'll do one time, three and day seven. Esav Rabbi Yossi had to b'tzibur, hazal klal lamali. Don't mind sprinkling at all. Why bother? Right? Why are you sprinkling at all? Says Tosfos, right here, the third one. Gabi Yom HaKippurim temeli, lema, d'itzter chazah, mishum elo shel Aaron. What about Aaron's own private carbon? Sheb hakarev b'yom HaKippurim. The kivon d'yachid hu, mahadrina natahira. He's a yachid for that. Yeah, he's a Kohen Gadol, but it's not a carbon tzibur. It's a private carbon for himself and his family. So maybe that's why he has to be sprinkled. Because that's not a tzibur issue. Right? That's Tosfos' question. V'yesh lomar, d'hachanami, hecha d'nitba b'yado, tuma v'adoes k'dil'el. That's if it's tumas v'aday. Aval hashta ba'alma, kihacha, v'aday, l'man d'meikel v'amar, heter hu b'tzibur, lohaya metzruchi midi, afilu d'biyachid, k'god elo shal arun, kiven d'chashev k'carbon tzibur, l'chaz is a tuma. And Tosfos' answer is, no, it's considered a carbon tuma. It's considered a carbon tzibur. Even though it's only for him. The whole day is a carbon, the whole day is a tzibur day, even if it's his own private carbon, considered a carbon tzibur. So the question remains, why are you sprinkling at all? Why are you bothering with day 3 and day 7? So what was your question? Your question was, why?
My question was, is that when we say something is a suffix,
right?
It's because there's a ground, there's a ground to believe you're unsure of what actually happened.
Right, so now there's no suffix at all, so it's complete speculation.
Maybe he's tummy, right.
So it doesn't cost anything.
Exactly.
It doesn't cost anything. Let's sprinkle the guy. What does it cost?
No, that's fine. I have no problem with that. Great, it's a chumrah. But how would you learn Torah Hutra? How do you learn?
Oh, I hear you. Right, I hear. Fine.
Presumably they didn't say a bracha when they sprinkled.
No, I don't think so.
Because otherwise it would be...
So, I hear. So, the Gemara says you're right. If you hold Tumah Hutra and Tumah Dechuya, then why are you sprinkling at all? If you hold Tumah Hutra B'tzibah, why are you bothering with sprinkling? It's Hutra. Why are you bothering? Even twice, on day 3 and day 7, why? Or Meir held every day. So that can't be what they're arguing about. They're arguing about a whole other thing. Ella Dekuli Al-Mahayna Tadai Savri Tumah Dechuya B'tzibah. Everyone holds Tumah Dechuya B'tzibah. So we're going to try to find a way to do it with Beheter. V'hacha B'hacha Miflagi. They're arguing about a different point. It's a very difficult point, a very fine point they're arguing about. Rameir Savar, Rameir holds, Amrinan, Tfila Bismana, Mitzvah. Tfila Bismana is a mitzvah. What does that mean? Says Rashi, Dichsiv, Vichetau Biyam Hashvi, Vichibes Begadav, Vrachatz, Lo Baze El Lamed Ala Tfila, Shetehe Biyam Hashvi, they go to the Mikvah on day 7, Vahazah Nami, Makshin Le Tfila, and the Hazah also has to be on day 7, Leos Mitzvah Bismana. That it should be on the right time. Hilgach, therefore, kol yoma mazinan aleha, we sprinkle them every day, shema hayom zmana. Maybe this is the day. Right? Maybe this is the day. Meaning what? Let's say guy's tummy mace. I'll go next month to the base of Mikdash Paraduma. Some tummy, so there for what? According to Rameh, you shouldn't do that. It's a mitzvah to go right at the right time and get yourself tar. It's a mitzvah. Tefillah bizman is a mitzvah. Can schlep around. So therefore, every day we're going to sprinkle, because maybe this is the right day. So every day we're going to do it.
But then there's a sopik, which is the seventh day, and therefore he'll need to immerse every day.
Okay, so he'll immerse every day. That's right, you're right. That's not a problem, right? Okay. Rabbi Yossi Savar, law reading tefillah bezman mitzvah. We don't say that. We don't know no such mitzvah. So therefore, we'll sprinkle them twice, day 3 and day 7. If we're off, it's a big deal. For Savra, Rabbi Yossi, lo aminu tefila b'zman mitzvah. Well, Rabbi Yossi doesn't hold tefila b'zman mitzvah. That's not true. For Tanya, Haresha hayashem kosev al basaro. Let's say a guy has a tattoo, but it's not a permanent tattoo. A guy wrote Hashem's name on his body somewhere. He wrote a Yud Kei Vav Kei on his body. Now I'll erase that. So, Hareze lo yirchatz. You can't go to the mikvah. You can't go to the shower. You can't take a shower. Lo yasach. You can't put on deodorant. You're going to smear it off. Lo yamad b'makom hatanofas. You can't go in some dirty alley because Hashem's name can't be exposed in a dirty alley. Nizdamna lo tevila shal mitzvah. But if it's a tevila of a mitzvah, not just time he wants to go on a Friday for Erev. No, I'm not talking about that. A mitzvah. What's a mitzvah? He was tameh. Now he's tar. That's a mitzvah to go to the mikvah. How can he go? It has Hashem's name on his arm. What's he going to do? So korech alav gemi. He cover it with some kind of rub or something, whatever. V'tovel, and I'll go to the mikvah. Rabbi Yossi Omer, no. Yored v'tovel kadarko. He can go to the mikvah regular. Ubelvad shalo yishavshe. He can't rub it off. That he can't do. But if it comes off in the water, so it comes off in the water. He didn't do it on purpose. He's allowed to do it. V'kaimalon, and the reason why he's allowed to do it is the tefila b'zman mitzvah. They're arguing about this issue of whether you can delay going to the mikvah. The Tanakhama Savar, lo amrinan tefila b'zman mitzvah. We don't say that. Therefore, we're going to require you to prepare yourself better, to get yourself some covering, so you don't make a erase Hashem's name. And what if you don't have a covering and you have to go buy one and it'll schlep? So let it schlep. Tana mitzvah anyway. Verbiosi Savar, amrinan tefila b'zman mitzvah. Tefila b'zman is a mitzvah, says Rashi. The tefila b'zman a mitzvah. Rabbi Yossi suffer mitzvah. Hilchach dilma lo mishkachas gemi. Maybe you're not going to find something to cover it. V'yisha tefila sal yom acher. He'll delay the tefila. Says Rabbi Yossi, you can't delay the tefila. I'd rather you go to the mikvah and have the name of Hashem come off in the water than go delay it. Why? So you see, it's a mitzvah. So back to square one. El dekul yalam al ha'an tanayim rinan tefila b'zman a mitzvah. Everybody holds tefila b'zman as a mitzvah. Everyone holds that. So now what's the machlokas? One, Rameir said you get to Hazalah every day for 7 straight days. And Rabbi Yossi said, no, day 3 and day 7. What are they arguing about? Rameir Savar, very simple. Makshinan Hazah Litvila. Do you make a connection between Hazah and going to the mikvah? And Rameir does. Therefore, just like tefillah bismana is a mitzvah, so too hazah bismana is a mitzvah. Since it's a suffix, every day. Verb Yossi Savar, lo makshinan hazah l'tefillah. There's no comparison between hazah and going to the mikvah. In a chanami, tefillah bismana is a mitzvah. That's true. Hazah bismana is a mitzvah? Who said? I'll get hazah when I'm next time in the base of the mikdash. I'll do it then. Right? I'll do it then. What's some tummy? For some tummy, so. There's no verity to be tummy.
Where are we seeing that tefillah b'zman is a mitzvah?
That's what he's saying. It's a Masechta Shabbos. That says over there, Masechta Shabbos, and Daf Kuf Chaf, that tefillah b'zman is a mitzvah. Which is why Rabbi Yossi lets you go to the mikvah, even if Hashem's name is on your arm, because he doesn't want you to delay. Go looking for ways how to cover it. So don't cover it. Tefillah b'zman is a mitzvah. What about Hazav Bismana? It's not a mitzvah. Says Rashi says something very interesting. Rashi, the last Rashi on the page. He says, Hazav Bismana lav mitzvah. Getting sprinkled at the right time is not a mitzvah. V'chi kaz ay, the Torah says, Shlishi Ushvi, day 3 and day 7. So what do you mean it's not a mitzvah? Isn't it day 3 and isn't it day 7? Not the time, day 3? And day, what do you mean it's not a mitzvah? So Rashi says, Shalo yaktim v'yishe, Ben Hazal La Hazal Arba Yamim. What it means is, day 3, then 4, 5, 6, 7, it's 4 days leg. You can't make it less than that. Shalo Yisheh Ben Hazal La Hazal Arba Yamim. There has to be at least 4 days in between the first sprinkling and the second sprinkling. Avalim Hisheh Zmano Hazazal Zman Meruba, less Lamba. You get one sprinkling, like the vaccine. You get one today, the next one's 3 weeks from now. That's fine. That's totally fine, as long as it's within 4 days of each other, not within 4 days. Interesting, Rashi. Now,
it has to be at least 4 days.
Exactly. In that regard, it's a mitzvah, right? But it doesn't have to be day 3 and day 7. It can be day 3 and day 8, day 3 and day 9, day 3 and day 10. as long as it's not within 4 days of each other. That's all it means by shlishi and shvi. Rabbi Chanina Zagana Kahanim, so he said, what did he say, Rabbi Chanina Zagana Kahanim? He said that when it comes to Paraduma, it's all 7 days. And when it comes to Yom Kippur, it's only day 3 and day 7. So what kind of thing is that? Imakish Hazal Tfila. If you make a comparison between Hazah and going to the mikvah, then I feel Lukom Yom Kippur Nami, then every day. And Elo Makish Hazal Tfila. And if you don't make that comparison, then I feel Lukoin Hasar Vapara Nami Lo. Then why does a Kohen who serve a Sapara, why him? They also shouldn't have to do it every single day.
In between day 3 and day 7 for the carbon, for the Kohen, is he sequestered?
Yes. Yes. But every other person's not. A guy went to a funeral. A guy went to some funeral. His tummy mace. Day 3 and day 7. You don't have to sequester yourself. Only them. Only Kohen Gadol and Paraduma. Paraduma was just a Maila. Just a Chumrah. And Yom Kippur also. We want to make sure the Kohen Gadol's tar. So what about Rechina Chazakanim? He made a difference between the Paraduma and Yom Kippur. What's the difference? So the Gemara says, La'olam lo makish. Really, there's no hekish. The Kohen is a sore, if it's a par, ma'al yiv alma. Why are we sprinkling him every day? It's just a Chumrah. There's no reason for that. It's just a Chumrah. Right? Because there was a fight with the Tzedukim. Because we hold that the person who burns the Paraduma is allowed to be a Tful Yom. And the Tzedukim held not allowed to be a Tful Yom. More machmer about it. Couldn't be a Tful Yom. So they would bedafka make the Kohen Tomei with a Sheretz or something, make him a Tful Yom, and let him do it. Since they were makel there, they were machmer every other thing. Every day we're going to sprinkle the guy. Why? A Chumrah. No reason for it. Okay. Kiman Azla Hadatana Rabbanan. Who said the following? Ein Bein Kohen Hasorif HaSapara. There's no difference between the Kohen who's being busy with Paraduma, Le Kohen Gadol B'Yom HaKippurim, with the Kohen Gadol on Yom Kippur. Only one difference. Ela Shezeh Yom Kippur Prishaso LeKedusha. Why is he being sequestered? So we don't want him to get Tomei, and we don't want him to be his wife, all these things. But it's all Kedusha reasons. Like, look at Rashi. Rashi says a fascinating thing. Top Rashi says, Likoneis l'machanes shechina, he's entering into machanes shechina, v'lo yehe libo zach alav, he shouldn't be, like, you know, just random, like his heart shouldn't be, you know, all over the place. V'ye nevdal mikol kalas rosh. He should be separated from all kalas rosh. He didn't go to shul and crack jokes. He didn't watch the TV. No. No jokes. No kalas rosh before Yom Kippur. The shetchala alav ema, he has a certain kind of ema, b'havdulasom in abrios, when you're separated from everyone else. It's a kedusha issue. That doesn't have to only be the Kohen Gadol. It's everybody like that, right? It's a kedusha issue. V'achav ha-kahanim no ginbo. So if a Kohen wants to come in and give him a pat on the back, hey, Kohen Gadol, how you doing? The guy's alive. So we let him do that. He's not Tommy, that guy. Well, he's allowed to come in. The guy can play chess with him and checkers. Not a problem. V'zeh, but paraduma, no, much more machmer. Pirishasol l'tahira. It's for purification reasons. V'enachav kahanim noginbo. Nobody can come in and play with him, touch him, talk to him. Nobody would want that. Come on, who holds like that? O Reb Meir or Reb Yossi. It's either Reb Meir or Reb Yossi. Di Reb Chanina segana kahanim, because it can't be him. De ika nami ha. Because he made a distinction between a Kohen Gadol and a Paraduma. Paraduma was 7 day sprinkling, and Yom Kippur was only three and day seven, so it can't be him. Okay. Now the Gemara asks the question that I said before, why on earth is he being sprinkled on day 4? There's no reason for it. Right? Day 1, maybe it's really day 3 of Samtumah. Day 2, maybe it's day 3 of Samtumah. Day 3, maybe it's day 3 of Samtumah. What's day 4? He's already sequestered. There's no Tumah. It can't be day 1. Now, day 5 can be day 7. If he got Tumah 2 days before, right? Day 6 can be day 7. Day 7 can be day 7. What about day 4? So, Maskif lo Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Chanina. Bishloma Rishon. I understand you're going to sprinkle him day 1, Shamash Lishi. Maybe it's day 3. Right? Sheni, Shamash Lishi. Day 2 is maybe day three. Shlishi, Shema Shlishi. Day three is maybe day three. Chamishi, Shema Shvi. Day five is maybe day seven. Shishi, Shema Shvi. Day six is maybe day seven. Shvi, Shema Shvi. Day seven is maybe day seven. El Ravi, Lamali Hazaklal. Why are you sprinkling on day four? Lo, Bishlishi, Ikulus Fuke. Flo, Bishvi, Ikulus Fuke. It can't be day three and it can't be day seven. What are you doing? And why can't it be day seven? Exactly. It wouldn't help anyway, right? Ul taimech, 1 minute. You tell me this kasha, but hazah kol shiva mi'ika, but anyway, you don't sprinkle a guy 7 days. Why not? Ha'ikka kaimalon tahazah shvus. Hazah, sprinkling on Shabbos, is a shvus. It's a gzeira derabanan. What's the gzeira? We'll see in a minute. The ain a docha es haShabbos. It's not docha Shabbos. So they're already he's not being sprinkled on Shabbos. So he's not being sprinkled on day four, and he's not being sprinkled on day Shabbos, right? Elamai Yisrochol LeMeimar Shiva. So you'll sprinkle him 7 days. Levarmi Shabbos. One of those 7 days is a Shabbos, right? Levarmi Shabbos, except for Shabbos. Hachanami. Shvi levar mirvi. You're going to sprinkle him 7 days, not day four. So he's only being sprinkled 5 out of the 7 days anyway. Not day four, not Shabbos. Right? First of all,
Shabbos is day three. That's going to...
Why would you ever start somebody on day one? I mean,
we're going to get to that in a second. Now, before we get to that, the Gvur Zari asks the following question. Don't we have a rule, Ein Shvus ba Mikdosh? That there's no derabbanans in the Beis HaMikdash, so why can't we sprinkle them on Shabbos? What? What do you mean it's not an avoda? It's related to, of course it's related to avoda.
So it's related on him.
What?
On him, nothing.
Right, nothing did. Yes, that makes sense. The Sfas Emes answers that, gives that answer. It's not avoda. It's a hechsher, chumra. It's not avoda, and therefore it's not docha Shabbos. The Gvur Zari, the Mitzvah Eisen gives another answer. He says, "Ein Echanami, Doche Shabbos, 100%, Derabbanans. Here there are two Derabbanans. Right, what's two Derabbanans? One Derabbanan is that it's like a tikkun person.
Yeah.
Right, let's say you fix a kli, you're fixing the person. You're not allowed to fix things on Shabbos. That's why you can't put anything in the mikvah on Shabbos. You can't toivel a keli on Shabbos.
We're talking about people. Everybody goes to the mikvah on Shabbos.
What? That's not a real mikvah. It's a real mikvah. I'm not saying that. That's just a kedusha issue, a maila. But if you really have to go to the mikvah, you're not allowed to go on Shabbos.
Women don't.
What?
Women don't.
No, they do.
You just fix it.
So that's the reason.
It's more like trumas and maaser that.
The whole thing doesn't make any sense. If a person has his tummy mace.
Yeah.
He has to be sprinkled on the third and the seventh day. How does it come about the 7 days on Shabbos? Now you do the 7th and 8th day?
Yeah. I think so.
I don't think so.
I don't know. So that's what he's saying here. So he says, first of all, that's one issue. Second of all, listen to this one. He says, it's a gzeira to sprinkle on Shabbos. Maybe you'll go walk Dalaramas to ask a guy how to do it. Like by Megillah and Shofar and Lulav. Therefore, there are two Durabanans. And on two Durabanans, even in the Beis HaMikdash, they wouldn't violate that.
That's a real stretch.
And that's why there's no Hazah on Shabbos. You're going to walk to a tzaddik, a gadol, you have to ask him, how do I sprinkle? I don't know how to do it.
He's been doing it every single other time.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. And who's going to do it? I mean, not the
Amma Oretz, right?
No.
Amar Rava, says Rava, 1 second.
How could you do anything then? Because maybe you'll come, the whole, but every avoid the recipe that you can't do it because...
So 1 second. So Tosa has a question about Mila. How can Mila be docha Shabbos? Maybe you'll carry the knife to ask an expert. And the answer is only an expert's doing it. Only an expert's going to even start up with Bris. Who else is doing a Bris Mila? Right? That's the answer to that question. What? I don't know. That's what he's saying. Right? They asked the question. So chauffeur, okay, listen, I'm at my home alone. I have a chauffeur. I'll blow myself. I don't know how to blow. Let me go ask the guy how to blow. I'll go to Mati to ask him how to blow. That could happen. Megillah. I'm not in shul, whatever. I'm by myself. Let me go ask some lulav. I don't know. I'm alone or whatever. I don't know how to shake a lulav. Let me go ask the rabbi. So I go walk with to the rabbi's house. So the better yet, stay home.
The Prismil one, I think, is interesting because I think the mitzvah is on the father.
Yeah.
And I think I've heard somewhere that the father cannot do it on Shabbos, only Yehuda.
It's true. There's such a thing. I heard that also. Such a thing like that. By the way, I have this Haggadah. One of my brothers at home, and he asked the following question. What about matzah? Why is matzah docha Shabbos? Maybe you'll go ask a gadol, the rabbi, how to eat matzah the right way.
Or what the shear is.
What the shear, whatever it is. And he answers the following answer. He says, no. Pesach, we always do the chabura. Not for alone. Somebody there has to know.
Didn't know.
And therefore, there's no gzera.
Not by
okay, anyway.
Maybe you'll bring your kais.
So by the way, I once asked that question. You can't do Megillah because maybe you'll go to an expert. So how do you lay in every Shabbos? There should be Xera, no laying on Shabbos, because maybe you'll go to an expert to carry the Torah, to ask him how to lay. What's the answer to that one?
Because you don't have to lay, it's in the tzibur.
Oh, it's on the tzibur, it's a chov on the tzibur. So if you don't lay, you don't lay.
Right.
And you keep it in the
basement. What do you mean?
Oh.
No, what do you
mean? Maybe you'll go get your sacred Torah, bring it home so you can lay.
Yeah. Anyway, Amar Rava, says Rava, listen to this. Hilgach, therefore, Kohen Gadol, B'Yom HaKippurim, when it comes to a Kohen Gadol and Yom Kippur, that, D'lo B'Didon Tal Yom Milsa, we can't decide when 7 days before Yom Kippur is. It happens to be, by the way, called Tom Gedalia. We can't decide that. Elo B'Kviya D'Yachat Tal Yom Milsa, whatever the moon said. Whenever a Shana is decided, right, Yom Kippur is 10 days later. Therefore, but also by Tishrei bar lefrusha, you have to sequester the guy on the third day of Tishrei. V'chol emas to misrami also by Tishrei mashafinale, and whenever the third day of Tishrei falls out, he has to be sequestered. What can we do? Right, Rashi says, afal gaf d'lo havi revi shelo b'Shabbos, even though Wednesday, I'm sorry, his fourth day will not necessarily fall out on a Shabbos. V'rim says hazaz batla shnei yamim. It turns out there won't be sprinkling for 2 days. So Rashi just said. Now everyone asks Rashi, well, wait a minute. But what about you have to have two sprinklings? So you don't have, now you can get complicated, right? Avol Kohen hasoreif es hapara. But when it comes to paraduma, the bididon tal yamilsa, it's up to us. We can decide, when are we going to start that sequestering for the new Kohen, for the new Paraduma? When are we going to do that? We're going to do it that the fourth day is always going to fall out on a Shabbos. Right? Mafreshin and Leber Revi B'Shabbos, we're always going to make sure the fourth day is on a Shabbos. Ki Hechid Mitzvami Revi Shalom B'Shabbos. So the fourth day falls out on a Shabbos, and you only lose 1 day of sprinkling, and not 2 days. So we'll make that happen, because we can do that. Can't do it on Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, it's up to the moon. It's up to the sun. You could do it over here, and we do it over here. Okay.
Melchizedek says this. If it does, then the Tosfos Rus says that you sequester him for 8 days.
That's right. The Tosfos Rus says that. Why? Because the Shabbos and the fourth day are tied to the first sprinkling.
Right.
So you have to do an eighth day. That's what Tosfos Rus says.
Yeah.
It'll have to be an eighth day. Right. Well, that gets back to what Rashi said before. As long as you have 4 days in between,
yeah.
It's okay.
It's okay.
Right? Okay. New topic. Lelishkas Parhedrin. We sequestered him in a room called the Lishkas Parhedrin. What's Parhedrin? So, Tanya, Rabbi Yehuda, v'chi Lishkas Parhedrin haisa? That's not what the room was called. It was called something else. V'lo Lishkas Balvati haisa. It was called Lishkas Balvati. What are you calling? Why are they calling the Lishkas Parhedrin? So the Gemara answers, Ela b'tchila, originally. What's originally mean? Says Rashi, Kol yimei Shimon HaTzadik. All the days of Shimon HaTzadik. Sheherich Yamim. Who lived a long time. Hayikarnas Lishkas Balvati. Then, during his lifetime, they called the Lishkas Balvati. Hayikarnas Lishkas Balvati. Umitoch Shenosnin Olav Mamon Likahuna. But then, people started to buy the Kohen Gadol job. It started to be bought and sold like a commodity. Rashi says, "Mitoch Shekahane bayis sheni hayomdin ayde mamon. They all they cared about was money. Shenosdin al kahuna gedola lamalche beis chashmenoi. They gave the money to malchus beis chashmenoi. Many.
How many years was that when they actually had the kohen gadol?
One second. It's a good question. One second. We're going to get to that. That's the whole tomorrow's daf. Many people say this can't be. Masha can't mean that. It was a mistake. It can't be based Chashmonoi. They were not crooked. They were not like that. They changed it to Malchus based Hordus. Right. So Josh's question is good. The Gemara is going to say tomorrow that in the first base Hamikdash there were 18 Kahanim Gedolim. In the second base Hamikdash, there were the first base Hamikdash was 410 years. Second base Hamikdash was 420 years. And says the Gemara tomorrow, there were 18 Kahanim Gedolim in the first base of Mikdash. Third base of Mikdash, there were about 300. What's Pshat? Yeah. Shimon HaTzadik was 40 years. Yochanan Kohen Gadol was 80 years. And everyone else was only 1 year. So every Yom Kippur, they died.
How is it possible that every year somebody decided, didn't they know that they were going to drop that?
So the answer, I can give you the answer of an 8th grade Rebbe.
Covet overrules everything.
There's some truth to that. Me, it's not going to happen to. Right? More than that answer, I don't have an answer. But let's first get there. Anyway, so therefore...
But the problem is with 300 is because 300 is the good word.
Why not? If you take 80 and 4 is 120.
It happens to be just...
And 420, so there's 300 years left.
I understand, but you know the 300 years.
Right, there's not one coin that was served more than 1 year. Right. The coin is about 300. One second. Anyway, so what happened was, once the Kohen Gadol started to come on the market and it was sold... Machlefina nosa koshneim asar chodesh. Every 12 months they would change. Kippar hedrin halalu, like these officers, some tax collector. He's got a 1 year term, right? Shemachlefina nosa koshneim asar chodesh. Every 12 months they switch off the guy. He has a 12 month term limits. Every 12 months someone else. Lefika chayikar nosa lishkas parhedrin. That's why they called it the lishkas parhedrin. To allude to the fact that. It was like a little bit of bazillion, right? That's not such a gewaldic room where the Kohen Gadol is hanging out, because that Kohen Gadol is not really authentic because he bought the job, just like these officers that every year they switch off and they buy the jobs, right? They pay off the king and they have a job for a year. Exactly. So we do a little more because tomorrow's a very long daf. So Tanan Hasam, there's a Mishnah in Meiser Sheni. It says like this. Hanachtomin lo chayvu osun chachamim lahafrish elos chumas meiser v'chala. A baker who made very little margin of, his margin of profit was very slow, the chachamim will makel on him and didn't make him take off meiser sheni of the mai. Right, Rashi, the Lord Rashi says, listen to this Rashi, the Rashi of Nachtomin, halochin tvu me'ama aretz, if somebody bought tvu from an ama aretz, limkar pas l'shok, to then sell, he bought the tool from an Amaretz, he's going to make it into bread, and sell bread in the marketplace. So, lo chayivu aleim lahalos ha-maiser sheni shal demai li-Yerushalayim. We didn't make him take off maiser sheni of demai. Again, what's demai? Demai is maybe the Amaretz took off chum, maybe he didn't. The chum he took off. Maiser he didn't take off, so I got to take it off. For a baker, they will make, you don't have to take off maiser sheni. Why? Ela chumas maiser, only chumas maiser, which is echad mimea, v'chala, and chala yitin l'kohen. But the rest he didn't have to take off. Why? Every other person that bought tvua from an amaretz had to take off ma'aser sheni of demai, but not the bakers. Why? Well, ma'aser rishon and ma'aser oni mafreshinon. Ma'aser rishon and ma'aser oni had to set aside, but the in nosen, you don't have to give it to anybody. Why? Because hamotzi mechaver olav araya, right? Just there's no kedusha there, just a money issue. So the lady has to prove that he didn't get it from the Amoritz. If he could prove that, he's never going to prove that. Therefore, you never have to give it to him. And ubenachtom chaver askin, we're talking about a tamach chacham, a good person. Umitach shu ragel limkar kol shah, since he's always selling, he kilu alav, she ain't a tzarech lahafrish alav ma'aser sheni shel demai, laos yisharayim, el liftos. He doesn't have to do it. They will make it on him. Right? So what do you have to take off? Ela chumas ma'aser v'chala. Only chumas ma'aser and only chala. Bishlama Truma Gedola, lo. Truma Gedola, you have to take off, the Tanya, Lafisha Shalach, B'chol Gvul Yisrael. They went out all over the land, V'roin, and they saw She'ein Mafrish and Ela Truma Gedola Bovat. Everyone's giving Truma Gedola. Who saw that? Says Rashi, Yochanan Kohen Gadol, She'gozer al Demai. Yochanan Kohen Gadol was gozer on Demai, B'sota, B'perek, Edla Arufa. Who's Yochanan Kohen Gadol? Says the Rambam, in Hilchos Meiser, Perek Tes, that this Yochanan Kohen Gadol was the Kohen Gadol immediately after Shimon HaTzadik. Then he says, this is not the Yochanan Kohen Gadol that says that he served for 80 years and became a Tzaduki. It's a different Kohen Gadol whose name also was Yochanan. Can't be that same person. Exactly. So it can't be that same person. It's someone else. And his name happened to be Yochanan. Okay? Says Rav Chaim Kanievsky, who is this Yochanan? Tell me if this makes sense. Who is this Yochanan? He is the Yochanan. He's the father of Matisyahu. Right? B'mei Matisyahu ben Yochanan Kohen Gadol. Right? B'mei Matisyahu ben Yochanan Kohen Gadol. B'mei Matisyahu ben Yochanan Kohen Gadol. He's Matisyahu, the son of Yochanan Kohen Gadol. This is him. But those dates don't work. Unless, what doesn't work, right? Because Shimon HaTzadik saw Alexander the Great. So how could the next Kohen Gadol be the father of Matisyahu? Unless this Kohen Gadol lived a very, very, very long time, and Matisyahu lived a very, very, very long time. They each lived 150 years.
Now the old one lived, now he's only 100 years each one.
Who? Right, then there won't be 300 Kohanim Gadol. Right. Uh-huh. Right? Then he brings something from Josephus that this Yochanan Kohen Gadol was a grandson of Matisyahu, which could be some Yochanan Kohen Gadol who made some gzeir about Demai. We don't know, that could be, but it's a little hard to say it's his father because then they have to live very, very, because from the Shimon HaTzadik saw Alexander the Great. Alexander the Great lived in the 300 BC, 330s. He died, right? Hanukkah was in 165. It's 200 years later.
Correct.
So Shimon HaTzadik was the beginning of the Beis HaMikdash. Right? Does that make sense? To say that the next one, Kohen Gadol, Rabban says the next one was Yochanan. It's hard. They had to live very, very, very long. It could be they did, I don't know. But it's a little bit far-fetched. Anyway, so Maaser Rishon, Umaaser Oni, Nami Lo. You don't have to give Maaser Rishon of Demai, Maaser Oni of Demai, Shamotzi Mechaveru Olav Araya. Ella Maaser Sheni Nifreshu Venisku Venechlu LiYerushalayim, right? Right. So you only have to give. We didn't get to the question yet. Okay, the question is U Amar Ula Mitoch Sheparhedrin Halolu Chovtin Osal Kol Yud Beis Chodesh. Because Parhedrin, what's a Parhedrin? It means an officer. The officers would drive people crazy because they only had 1 year term. So they tried to squeeze as much as they could out of every person. V'omrim halo lahen, machru bezol, sell it for very cheap, so that we could get a large taxes. L'vachuchuhu rabbanon. The rabbanon did not require ma'aser, they would make all. Oh my God, we're going to make the guy take demai, also ma'aser sheni, can make a living. So they will make all on the bakers. My parhedrin, what does a parhedrin mean? It means Pursi. It means an officer. Okay? So it means an officer. Right? And then tomorrow, the entire daf tomorrow is Agarata. All about the Kohanim Gedolim. Tomorrow's a famous daf about why the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed. Senaschinim is tomorrow. It's all tomorrow's daf. We'll pick up tomorrow. Everyone have a very good day. Okay.